Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, myself and my co-host will pick a random podcast out of iTunes. We'll come back here and see how long we can hang on. So, without further ado, Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 11.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 53.
And while we go over and pick up a new podcast, just take a second and listen to this little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and number 11 is the religion and spirituality category. The 53rd podcast is called Pine Knoll SSL, which stands for Sabbath School Lesson. Their description in iTunes says, a weekly discussion of the Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath School Lesson, driven by always asking, what does this say about God? And by having a commitment that each person can and should discover the truth for him or herself. Their website is called, it's at Pine Knoll, that's KNOLL.org, and it's from 1991. But I will give them credit. I was able to download a single episode. The episode we're listening to today is Major Themes in 1st and 2nd Peter, and it goes a little something like this.
Number 13, Feed My Sheep, 1st and 2nd Peter. Second quarter, 2017.
All right, so this is like homework.
John Pauline.
Okay.
We are so grateful for the Sabbath day that you have provided for us. May we rest in your love and your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for this special time here at Pine Knoll and Dr. Pauline and those who lead out. We are so grateful. Pray you'll bless them. Be with us all today as we worship. Amen.
So we're talking Invisible Sky, buddy.
Coming now to lesson 13.
What a voice.
In a series on 1st and 2nd Peter. So this is the conclusion.
All right.
Bringing it all together.
Bring it.
And it's entitled Major Themes in 1st and 2nd Peter. So this is potluck. All right. Or smorgasbord.
Got it.
Because what's happened is in the lessons as a whole, 1st and 2nd Peter have been completed, but there are some major themes that the author of the lesson would like to highlight in this final piece of the lesson.
And those are?
The challenge when it comes to teaching it is that there are probably about 100 texts.
Don't want to know how the sausage is made.
In this lesson.
Oh, boy.
So what do you do with that? Well, first of all, Terry's going to be very busy. And then second of all, we're going to be finding ourselves with a huge handful of nuggets.
Let's get to the nuggets.
Little sound bites.
Nuggets.
And trying to make a coherent whole of that will be interesting and challenging.
Well, that's what you should be doing.
Basically, the author has taken the entire two epistles, 1st and 2nd Peter, and drawn certain themes through it. One is the theme of salvation. Another is the theme of Christian behavior.
That would be a good place
to
start.
Another is the theme of future events.
Yeah.
Another is the theme of leadership, both government leadership and church leadership.
Bubba Shrimp, Papa Shrimp.
And then finally, there's the issue of hastening the coming of Jesus.
Speaking of hastening,
and
how
then
about...
finally,
yeah, okay.
There's the issue of science and scripture.
Okay.
And the relationship between the two.
All right, there are a couple things going on. Number one, if this is a live classroom, if they just recorded them going over the lesson live, that's a different story. That's not a podcast. That's a teacher that has 45 minutes to make his point and has a lot more time and a lot more, he has a confined audience that can't leave. It's different than a podcast audience. And when he was talking there about here are the themes, it's the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. And then we got into the Bubba Shrimp thing with their 18 different first he said there were two themes, and then they went on and on. That would have been a good place to start. And I sometimes, if you're a how-to podcast, then people want to know how the sausage was made. But most times, people don't care. Just give me the sausage. And I don't really care that it was 2 days late and the truck didn't arrive and the thing, and then the grinder and the, just give me the sausage. I think that's a new bumper sticker. So I'll give them credit though. The audio was not horrible. I'd give it about a 7. The guy's voice, that guy has great pipes. And I didn't look to see, of course, we don't get into the details here. If you want a detailed report of where I would actually dig into your audio and look at the quality and things like that, then you want to go over to podcastreviewshow.com and sign up where myself and Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach, we go over your podcast with a fine-tooth comb, and we look at the content, how it was delivered. We look at your audio, your video, your website, your presentation. We let you know what you're doing right, and we let you know what you're doing wrong. I thought this was, there wasn't any intro or outro music. That's fine. To me, I was just kind of getting bored waiting to hear, okay, what is the cool thing? What about, we never got to feeding sheep at all. We got really hung up on the background of the text. And I'm not sure, obviously at this point, only listening to 3 minutes of it, if that was really, did we really need to know all that about the back end of this particular writing? So that's going to do it for this edition of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. You're listening to this on a Friday if you're up to date with us. And don't forget, askthepodcastcoach.com/live every Saturday morning, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And enjoy your weekend and enjoy your ride.